Welcome to the Old Time Radio Westerns. I'm your host, Andrew Rines, and today's episode is going to be The Adventures of Wild Bill Hickok. Original air date is February 20th, 1953, and the title is Death on the Desert. Hope you enjoy, and again, thanks for being a member.
To your hats, because here comes another rootin' tootin' Wild Bill Hickok adventure, starring Guy Madison as Wild Bill and Andy Devine as his pal Jingle. We'll hear the exciting story, Death on the Desert, right after this message.
Heading west from their new headquarters at Santa Fe, United States Marshal Wild Bill Hickok and his big deputy Jingles rode into the bleak Arizona flatland. Ahead of them stretched a trail of adventure, packed with thundering hooves and blazing guns, waiting for their discovery of death on the desert.
Bill, I sure hope we got enough water in our canteens to get us across this desert.
There's enough, Jingles, if we take it easy.
Well, I'd sure hate to be caught out here without water. I get all choked up just thinking about it.
Well, you wouldn't last long, that's a cinch.
Don't talk about it. I can see myself now, laying out in the sun, drying up like a horny toad, clawing at the sand, choking and...
Jingles.
Huh?
Don't talk about it. Everything's all right. We've got water.
Ooh-wee. You saved my life, Bill. I almost scared myself to death.
You know, you've got quite an imagination, partner.
Yeah, I sure have. I was... Uh-oh, Bill.
What is it, Jingles?
Maybe I'm seeing things, too, or is that a stagecoach pounding up behind us?
No, you're right, partner. It is a stagecoach. This is a new run from Santa Fe to White's Landing.
Oh, thank goodness.
Sure is rolling. Must be late.
Yeah. Bill, still, there ain't no driver. That's a runaway.
You're right, Jingles. I'm going to stop him. Hi, Buckshot. After him, boy.
Yeah!
Faster, Buckshot. Stretch up. Draw that lead, boy. That's it. Yeah, I got him now. Whoa. Whoa, now. Easy there. Easy, boy. Whoa.
Well, I'm sure some right. Hey, there ain't nobody in the coach at all.
There's something wrong here, Jingles. I'll take a look up in the booth.
See anything, Bill?
Yeah, partner. I see plenty.
What do you see?
Driver and the shotgun messenger.
Dead?
That's right. The guns have been fired. They had a battle with somebody.
Some dad-burned road agent held them up into that gold shipment.
Sure looks that way. Hey, wait a minute. This doesn't make sense.
What's that?
Well, take a look for yourself. Here, under the seat.
The strong box? Huh. Lock's still on it.
That's right.
Try moving it, Bill. See if it's heavy.
It's heavy, all right.
Now, how do you figure that one?
Well, evidently, the holdup men didn't want gold.
Then what did they want?
That I don't know.
Well, let's open the strong box and be sure the gold's in it, Bill.
We've got no authority to do that, Jingles.
Well, then what are we going to do?
Take this stage to the Wells Fargo office in White's Landing. Come on, Jingles, you climb up and drive it on in. I'll ride alongside. Steady, Buckshot.
Oh, all right, but I'll be doggone if I can figure out why some owl hoot would hold up a stage and shoot two men. Then leave a full box of gold.
That adds up to quite a mystery, all right. You ready?
Now, come on, you long-legged cayuses. Lean into those colors. Yeah!
Come on, Buckshot. Jingles, give them the head.
Yeah! Bill, something tells me we're heading into a boiler full of trouble.
Don't ask for it till you see it coming, partner.
Hey, somebody's shooting at us.
Yeah, with a rifle.
Jasper's trying to keep us from getting this stagecoach to White's Landing, Bill.
Then keep them rolling, Jingles. That's one thing we're going to do.
Ah! Watch out, you throwaway! Ah!
Today's Wild Bill Hickok story continues in just 1 minute. Wild Bill Hickok and Jingles stopped a runaway stagecoach to find the driver and shotgun messenger dead and the gold box untouched. Then, to add to the mystery, as they drove the stage toward the next town, a hidden gunman started shooting at them.
Bill, go run that varmint down and wrap that rifle around his neck. Well, yeah, it makes me nervous.
We'd better stick together, partner. He might have some friends waiting up ahead of us.
Now, ain't that a happy thought?
Hey, just keep your eyes open.
I sure will. Hey, there he goes. Just the other side of that big Joshua tree, Bill. About half a mile away.
Keep driving him, Jingle.
He's heading in the same direction we are.
There's a chance we may run into him at White's Landing, partner.
I hope we do. There's one varmint I'd like to get my hands on. Go, you jughead! Dig in! Ha, ha, ha!
Pull him up here, Jingles, in front of Wells Fargo.
Whoa! Ho! Now, Rareback and stand you, old Bernard Ho!
There you are, you dead blasted road agents! Keep your guns on them, boys.
What now? Wait a minute. Who are you calling road agents, you wall-eyed?
You two varmints, that's who. Now come down off of that boot with your hands high. And you get down off of that horse. One move and you got an extra hole in your head.
Do what he says, Jingle.
I ain't gonna do no such thing. This ain't no way to treat us after we risk our lives to bring his gold into him.
What's that?
You heard me, you feather-headed old fuddy-duddy.
Yeah, and I don't believe more than half of it. We got word that you two gun slicks shot the driver and Pete and took the stage.
Hold it, mister.
Now what do you want?
You say you got word?
That's what I said.
Can you point out the man that brought you that word?
What? Well, sure I can. Clint, come on out here.
Yeah, Blocker? What do you want with me?
Didn't you come running in here an hour back to tell me about these owl hoots?
Bill, you reckon he's
quiet,
the one?
Quiet, Jingles.
Oh. Well, sure I did. I heard about it out on the street and ran in to tell you first thing.
Heard it from whom?
How should I know? A lot of Jaspers were talking about it. Well, anyway, we got you two now, and the gold box is there under the seat.
Yeah, and you don't know who you're talking to either.
No, and we don't care, neither.
Well, you might if you knew it was Marshal Wild Bill Hickok and his big dynamite deputy Jingles, me.
Hickok? Oh. Well, maybe we made a mistake, Clint.
I ain't never seen Wild Bill Hickok, and I ain't believing it's him. Come on, man. Who's got that rope? Get ready and have a necktie party.
You seem to be a little too ready for a necktie party, Clint.
Yeah? Now, what do you mean by that?
You wouldn't be trying to cover up something by hanging us, would you?
What's that?
Why? Bill, look out! Now the rest of you misguided jugheads, holster them six irons. You're going to see more lead flying than you ever saw before.
Now I reckon I'm ready to believe you're Wild Bill Hickok, all right. Couldn't nobody else draw and shoot like that.
Now we're getting somewhere.
You're going to pay for that. You wait and see.
Oh, Bill didn't hurt you any. You'll have to get a new six gun, I reckon.
Come on in the office, Hickok. Guess we got a few things to talk over. Clint, you bring that express box in.
You might help him, Jingles. We brought that gold this far. I want to see what's inside that box.
Yeah, me too. Then I reckon I'd better get to the corner.
Mr. Blocker, see that the stagecoach is in. Did my letter come?
Your letter? Oh, howdy, Miss Judy. We'll tan my wrinkled hide if I didn't forget all about the mail and all this excitement. Clint, you fetch the mail sack.
Mail sack? There ain't no mail sack here.
How do you know? You ain't looked.
Oh, it's just gotta be there.
Help him look for it, Jingles.
All right, Bill, but I don't see it up here on top.
There ain't nothing at all inside the coach. Like I said, there ain't no mail sack.
Now, maybe we're getting somewhere with this mystery. Mr. Blocker, we better go in the office and have that talk.
I ain't got no time for palaver. I got a stage line to run. You ain't got no business.
Easy, Blocker. This won't take long.
Yeah, and what's the use of running a stage line if it's going to be held up all the time?
This is the first time it's been held up.
It would happen just when I'm expecting an important letter.
What kind of a letter, Miss Judy?
Never mind, Jingles. That's Miss Judy's personal business.
Oh. Most likely a mash note from some dude back east she took a shine to.
It is not. It's from my uncle's lawyer about his will.
You gonna come into some money?
Jingles.
Huh? Oh, excuse me, I just thought I'd be nice, that's all.
Will be Jingles if I get it.
Well, who's to keep you from it, Miss Judy?
A black sheep cousin of mine back east. If I don't get that letter by tomorrow night, he'll get the inheritance and I'll be left without a penny.
Now, where is he? Just let me get my hands on him and...
Oh, no, I've never seen him.
Well, if we don't stop this jawing, that stage ain't never gonna make you run back to Santa Fe and you won't stand a chance of getting your letter.
Yeah, what's all this talk about a letter anyway? We got more important things to do.
You must be new in the West, Clint.
Out here, a letter means a lot, even without an inheritance.
Well, who's going to drive the stage?
Let me drive it, Mr. Blocker.
You? Wow. Hickok's right. You ain't been out here but 3 weeks. What do you know about driving a stage? A
six hitch ain't no child's play, Buster. Hey, Bill, how about letting me take this run for Mr. Blocker and Miss Judy?
All right, Jingles, that's a good idea. If Clint's so anxious to be a driver, maybe Mr. Blocker here would let him ride along with you.
Well, that's a good idea, too. But don't waste any more time. Now, get going.
Oh, you're wonderful, Jingles. And I sure hope you bring me back my letter.
Yeah, I sure will, Miss Judy. Even if I have to ride it myself. Come on, Crimp, let's get rolling. Well, I ought to. I cut my first teeth gnawing on a single tree. I was driving a six up before I was shaving the fuzz off my chin.
Here, let me take them.
Okay, now stick out your right hand. I'll put these lines between your fingers, just like this.
Uh-huh.
Then. There, now you left.
Yeah, now I got them.
Now, talk to them. That's important.
Up. Hey, now. Get along. Ha-ha!
Yeah, that's right, good. I told you I could teach you to be a stagecoach driver.
Hey, this ain't so hard.
Hey, you better let me take them. We're coming to the hills and it's narrow.
They get hard to handle, huh?
You said it. It's a 300-foot drop on your side over there. Get one wheel off and we'd wind up in China.
300 feet down, huh?
That's right. Real treacherous spot in this road.
We come back this same way to get to White's Landing?
Yeah, after we get to Santa Fe and pick up the mail.
And I'm sure gonna remember this spot.
Now, that's a fine idea. You know, a real smart stage driver knows every inch of the road just like the back of his hand.
A stage driving ain't exactly the reason I got for remembering this narrow piece of road. But I figure I'm real smart just the same.
Oh, Mr. Hickok. Good evening.
Evening, Miss Judy. Could I have a little talk with you?
Why, certainly. Come in. Is something wrong? You look so serious.
Well, I'm not sure, Miss Judy, but I've somehow got the feeling that your letter's mixed up with those two killings yesterday.
My letter? Oh, but how could it possibly... I don't understand, Mr. Hickok.
Some men will do mighty mean things for money, ma'am.
Go on, please.
Could I ask you just how big this inheritance of yours will be?
In dollars and cents, I don't know. But it involves big properties back east and a lot of land here around White's Landing.
And if your cousin should get hold of that letter, he would get it all, huh?
Oh, yes, and I'd be left without anything.
And you say you've never seen your cousin that you know of?
No, I don't even have a picture of him.
Is his name Clayton Charles?
Yes. How did you know? I didn't tell you.
I've been doing some checking up on a hunch of mine.
Mr. Hickok at the window. I saw a face at the window.
Today's Wild Bill Hickok story continues in just 1 minute. Wild Bill Hickok had just told Miss Judy that he'd been doing some checking on a hunch and that her cousin's name was Clayton Charles. Just then, Judy screamed out that she saw a face at the window and thundering gunshots jarred the quiet of the room.
Mr. Hickok, he's going to shoot again.
Come on. Come on, Miss Judy, I'll get that Jasper.
Who is it, Mr. Hickok?
I thought so. Hold it, Blocker.
Mr. Hickok. He's taking buckshot.
He just thinks he is, Miss Judy. Watch this.
He threw him.
He sure did.
Get that blaster on me, Jughead. You stay away from me, Hickok. I still got my gun.
You'll never get a chance to use them, Blocker.
Mercy, coyote. I'll fix you yet.
I haven't got much time to fool with you, Blocker.
Who is he?
It's Blocker from the Wells Fargo office.
Why would he want to kill you?
He knew I'd stumbled onto his game. I'll just tie him up and leave him here with you. There.
But I don't understand all this.
I'll have to explain it when I get back, Miss Judy. Right now, I'd better go meet Jingles. I don't want anything to happen to him or that stagecoach. Hi, Buckshot. Dig him, boy.
Well, we got the mail sacks all right, Clint. We're making
time back to White's Landing.
Yeah, we're almost back to that narrow mountain road again, ain't we?
Yeah, sure are. Want to try your hand at driving for a piece before we get there?
I've had enough for this trip. Let's get on.
You seem mighty anxious, almost as though you had a letter coming yourself.
What's that?
Now, what are you getting so jumpy about, Clint? All I said was it seemed as though...
I heard what you said. Now, forget it. Whip up those cayuses and roll this stage.
This ain't no time to hurry. Wait till we get by this narrow stretch.
Wait, nothing. You heard me.
What are you going to do with that whip?
Just hang on to those reins, big boy. Just hang on to them real tight.
Hey, now, wait a minute. Don't do that.
Hang on to them, you big fat head. You said yourself it was 300 feet down on your side.
Now, cut that out of your gun, loco.
Yeah, that ought to do it. You won't have a chance of making that curve up ahead. Just one more thing now.
What are you doing with those mail sacks?
Throwing them off, sucker. You were right. I am looking for a letter. Now I'm getting off this side before you crash down that mountain. So long, sucker!
You can't do that! These horses are running away! Whoa! Slow down, you doggone hammerhead! Whoa! No, they got their heads. I'll never stop before they take me over that cliff. Whoa! Doggone it anyway!
Stay with them, Jingles, I'm coming!
I must be dreaming. I could have swore I heard Bill's voice.
Keep hauling down on them, Jingles.
Hey, I did hear Bill. Bill, they're running away and I can't stop them.
Just hold them on the road, partner. I'll get them.
No, Bill, don't try it. They'll run you off the road.
Run them, Buckshot. Get in there, boy.
What are you going to do, Bill?
Jump on that wagon, son. Point them.
Bill, if you slip, you're a gunner.
Now, Buckshot. Here I go.
Bill, you made it.
Yeah. Whoa,
now, pull
down there. Whoa, easy, boy. That's it. Whoa.
Yeah. Woo, you got him stopped.
Yeah. I'll hold him, partner, while they quiet down. Hey, where's Clint?
Oh, that varmint caused those jugheads to run away with me. Then he threw out the mail sacks and jumped off. I couldn't turn loose the reins, Bill. I'd have lost the stage right over the cliff for sure.
You did absolutely right, Jingle.
Come here, Buckshot.
What are you going to do, Bill?
Backtrack until I get Clint and those mail sacks. Steady, Buckshot. Jingles, you drive on to White's Landing. Wait for me and Miss Judy. All right, Buckshot, let's get him.
Here he comes, Miss Judy, with that varmint Clint strung down over his saddlebag. Mail sacks hanging from the horn.
And Wild Bill Hickok is sure some man.
Well, there ain't none better on this earth, Miss Judy. Howdy, Bill. Well, I already took Blocker over to the jail.
Good, Jingles. Morning, Miss Judy. Morning. Ooh, Buckshot, ooh.
Well, you got Clint all right, the no-good Gila monster.
Now, leave me alone.
I got a couple of surprises for you, Miss Judy.
Wild Bill Hickok will continue after this message.
First, this man's been calling himself Clint, but he's really your cousin from back east, Clayton Charles.
What?
You mean this Gila monster's been causing all Miss Judy's trouble, Bill?
That's right, Jingles. I caught him with the mail sacks ripped open and this here letter in his hand.
My letter?
Yep, here it is. That's the other surprise.
Is that the one, Miss Judy? Is it?
Give her a chance to read it, Jingles.
Oh, it is. It is.
Well, good. But wait a minute, Bill. How did Blocker fit into all this?
Well, Judy's cousin made a deal with Blocker.
Uh-huh.
He'd help get the letter, then he'd get part of the land here around White's Landing.
And we'd have got away with it, too, if it hadn't been for you showing up, Hickok.
Now, where have I heard that before?
Oh, Mr. Hickok, how can I ever thank you in Jingles?
Oh, shucks now, Miss Judy. Just seeing that big smile and knowing we got a couple of more low-down killers in jail's enough thanks for us. Of course, once in a while, a real pretty girl like you gives Jingles a kiss right on the forehead. If you want to.
You've just heard another exciting story of Wild Bill Hickok, starring Guy Madison as Wild Bill and Annie Devine as his pal Jingles. This has been a Globe Sound presentation.
just heard another exciting story of Wild Bill Hickok, starring Guy Madison and Andy Devine in person. Our director is Paul Pierce, story by Larry Hayes. Today's cast included Barney Phillips, Tom Holland, and Julie Bennett. This is a David Heyer production, transcribed in Hollywood. Now, this is Charlie Lyon speaking, reminding you to tune this station again when we present another of the adventures of
Wild Bill Hickok!
Back. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode of OTRWesterns.com. Send me an email, podcast@OTRWesterns.com. Don't forget to follow us on Facebook, OTRWesterns.com/Facebook. And we're also on Twitter, OTRWesterns.com/Twitter. Call, leave me a voicemail, 707-986-8739. Don't forget to rate this show on iTunes, OTRWesterns.com/iTunes. This episode's copyright 2013 under the attribution non-commercial share-alike copyright. For more information, go to otrwesterns.com/copyright. Pretty much that just means give me credit for putting it out there. Hope you enjoy. Again, thanks for listening and have a great day.